Auto Owners Insurance Agent.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Neco grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network doubleheader action in District 83 of the MHSA Tournament, Game Number 1, USA and Ubley square off from FedEx, Michigan. Well, the odds makers from friends in the sports wagering department of the Ohio State University have released their figures to us.
You know, Clark, really, come on. It's a lawsuit.
You have to say the.
I think it's duh, Ohio State University.
Well, not too many surprises, but always interesting to see what the district looks like on paper. According to Las Vegas, the Lakers, they did two things here. Finals appearance in district champions. Lakers has a 14-1 chance, 14-1 odds of making to the finals. Cass City 6-1, Ubley 3-1, USA 4-1, Bad Axe 2-1, High Reach 3-2. In district champions, well, the best odds actually go to Bad Axe 9-7, they're saying. High Reach 7-5. And then we have USA 6-1. Ubley 37-2 for those keeping score. It's 18.5 times if you were to bet on this. Cass City 27-1 and Lakers 45-1 odds. Payout, I should say, for the district. They do stats on anything, I tell you now, these days.
Well, I'm sure that's just for fun of it. You know, I'm sure there's no money or anything exchanged on these
kinds of. Of course not. That's illegal. You have to talk to John Jack Johnson of the MHSA if that's the case. What was most intriguing is that Vegas is showing better odds of Ubley getting out of round one than it is of USA, which is tonight's first matchup. According to our inside source, they're expecting Ubley to make it through that side of the bracket and face off with either Harbor Beach or Bad Axe, with the Hatchets having the slight, and I mean very slight, advantage.
Well, you know, Ubley is a team, and I think they're getting better every week. But they are searching for that little something, that intangible that's going to get them over the hump and into that W column. Maybe tonight is the night.
Well, if these Las Vegas odds were gospel, and this is how it ended up on Saturday come the 14th, Bad Axe and Ubley would face off in the final. Here's the most brain-stumping part, though. The odds makers have Bad Axe at plus 13.5 for that game. Having said all of this and dedicating an entire segment to it, there's a lot of water that needs to go under that bridge still.
Well, I think I'm going to respectfully disagree with the odds makers on this, because one thing is for sure, when Bad Axe and Ubley face off with each other, they do play close games, and case in point, back in December 30th, in fact, that was a game that we had covered here in WAW. It was Bad Axe 41, Ubley 39, just 2 points separating them. And to make things even better, just last Friday, March 5th, Bad Axe 61, Ubley 60. I mean, if they play again and Ubley doesn't win, then they're going to have to lose by half a point.
Well, when we return on the WLEW Sports Network, we'll take an in-depth look at both Ubley and USA in your hardwood home for high school hoops, WLEW Sports.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives, along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
Get your ride in shape for spring with special sales prices on Napa shocks, struts, and Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to $120 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts. Get up to a $70 rebate when you install four qualifying Cooper tires. Get a free vehicle inspection. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. That's up to $120 off shocks and struts, and up to $70 off Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pig crew at Ubley Motor Service.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network presentation of Ubley and USA, game number one of District 83. Some familiar faces officiating this game tonight. Should be a good one. Well, the Ubley Bearcats come in tonight at 6-14 overall. 2-8 they finished in divisional play. Good enough for fifth place in the GTC East. Head coach for Ubley, Ken Picklett, has already tied the total number of wins on the season from a year ago. A campaign they went 6-13, losing in the first round of districts to Harbor Beach. The numbers don't favor the Bearcats in many categories, but let their last game of the season against Bannex show that these kids from Ubley can play. Overall, the Bearcats score 46.4 points a game, while their defense allows 50.3, so on average a 4.9-point hill to climb. But 4.9 is only a two-possession difference, mind you. Ubley has not played an opponent on a neutral court this year, but when they face off with non-divisional foes, not from the East, in other words, they are 4-6. In those non-divisional games, Ubley still trails in the averages 44-46, but the deficit is cut down to just 2 points. The unfortunate stat for Ubley is they are 0-4 in their last four meetings against USA, including a loss this season way back in December 12th, the second game of the season. In that game at USA, Ubley lost 31-59, but the Greek gods are expecting a closer game this time around, as Ubley is showing signs of a hot iron ore. And the Patriots are on a four-game losing streak. John Mooney, how does Ubley end their drought against USA tonight?
Well, in this second meeting between these two squads, Coach Ken Pickles' Ubley Bearcats, they have had it tough down the stretch. That is true. And yes, it's true they haven't turned this effort, I think a really good effort over the past few weeks, into W's. But you do have a senior, Kurt Kaboski, and junior, and Jeffrey Wright. And when they're hot from the outside, they can carry this team. Now, I would say look for Ubley to employ a consistent and constant switching defense to keep the Patriots off balance tonight.
Well, the Bearcats tail, they started the season 0-4 before securing their first victory of the season. That came against Cass City by 3. Only once this season has Ubley been able to string two victories in back-to-back outings. On 5 separate occasions this season, the Bearcats lost the next 2 games after a victory, and on the 4th game, a victory to start the whole circle again. For those keeping score at home, Ubley's last victory came 3 games ago, followed by 2 losses leading to tonight. They're currently on a 2-game losing streak, spanning only 10 days, though, since the last win. Obviously, a lot of the hype from Ubley comes from around the 3-point prowess of Jeffrey Wright and Kurt Kaboski. Just 4 days ago, Ubley lost to Bannex in this very court by a mere 1 point, 60-61. Ubley hit 11 threes in that game, 9 from the senior, Kurt Kaboski. Time for a quick break. When we return, we'll take a look at the USA Patriots on the WLEW Sports Network.
Ubley Family Fitness has cardio and strength machines, a tanner, and an infrared sauna. Choose from a variety of membership plans with special rates for students and seniors. Access 24/7.
In addition to all of the gym features, Ubley Family Fitness also offers a wide variety of